I'm Lawrence J. I was born in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My parents are more like you than I am. Irina and Dima were born in the Soviet Union. And as teenagers moved to Canada, they met, married, and made me. I grew up watching American cartoons, playing Nintendo, and playing hockey and baseball. In 2000, I was in a movie. We went to Cannes, France, for the film festival. I was friends with NSYNC. Yes, that group with Justin Timberlake. In 2003, I moved to Vancouver to be an actor. In 2007, I moved to Hong Kong to be a yoga teacher. In 2008, I was in Hong Kong backstage at a Kanye West concert. My friend and student, Anki, was dating him. We were all talking. Then a girl ran up to us and screamed, "Oh my God, that's my yoga teacher!" I turned around and spoke to her. I never spoke to Kanye again. That same night, I met Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen and Andre 3000 from Outkast. I also met a tall black man that was a successful fashion designer from New York City. My girlfriend at the time was Tanya Bolton. She was starting a yoga clothing line. I introduced them. A week later, she told me she spent the night dancing with him and they kissed. We broke up, and my heart broke. I broke her heart a year later. We were a special pair. In 2011, I moved to Bali. I met a Russian oligarch. He invited me to St. Petersburg for his birthday. I convinced him to open the first hot yoga studio in St. Petersburg. 2013, I moved to pre-sanctioned Russia. I partnered with the most powerful people in St. Petersburg. I was VIP, and we created Urban Yoga, a studio that still lives. I was a guru to people that needed a real person to show them how to breathe, stretch, and live. I love yoga for the reflective nature of self-development. I was in India once, and it's just not my type of place. I was vegetarian, vegan, and now I eat everything but bread. In 2017, I was back in Toronto at Equinox. I was stepping into a cycling class. I checked my email. I got a message from Yoga Journal Russia. "Hi, Lawrence, it's Masha. I want to invite you to headline Wanderlust 108 in Moscow and St. Petersburg." I was in shock. I got on the bike. The lights dimmed. The music played. My heart expanded, and tears streamed down my face. For the 45-minute class, I worked so hard to make a name for myself in Toronto, but my heart was in Russia. My history is unique. You see, it took a week in 2011 to understand myself. I was in St. Petersburg for the first time at a Russian diner called the Stolovaya. The lady serving me looked at me and said, "Kukulka," which means doll. Only my babushka Rita had called me that before. You see, my domestic life in Canada was Russian and private. Now I was in a nation where the entire population spoke like the most safest moments of my childhood. This email is about transparency. It's my daily journal to you. I confess to sex, drugs, and rock and roll here. So that I can get so close to each, so that we can get so close to each other that only trust is possible between us. This email is about giving you everything I have to give, so that eventually you transform, and so do I. I want this to be the most honest conversation you've ever had. The Russian version is translated by Anna Maximova. She's a student, a friend, and has the responsibility to share my voice. Together we are hashtag FYOTD, fucking you on the daily. Nothing is off limits. Not my relationship with Prana Yoga, not my relationship with my lovers, not my opinion of the bullshit in the yoga world, nothing. The mission is radical transformation of Russia through radical authenticity and forgiveness of our humanity. I'm funny, I'm smart, I'm Canadian, I'm your worst nightmare, and I'm your most favorite lover. Lover. I'm your most favorite lover. I'll just say I'm your famous. I'm famous. I'm your favorite lover. I'm not trying to get you to like me. I'm just gonna be as real as I know how. I'm in flux.